Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sahyadri Industries Limited Q2 and H1 FY 2024 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tuljaram Maheshwari, CEO, CFO, and Whole-time Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the Sahyadri Industries Limited Q2 and H1 FY 2024 earnings conference call. I hope everyone had a chance to view our financial results and investor presentation, which were posted on the company's website and stock exchanges. I am accompanied by Mr. Arvind Garg, Financial Controller, and SGA, our investor relations advisors, on this call today. Let me begin with the overall industry dynamics. India continues to be the fastest-growing major economy despite global headwinds. The recovery of post-pandemic private consumption, increased manufacturing activity, and a resurgent services sector highlighted the economy's inherent resilience. The government emphasis on the infrastructure development also aided economic growth and creation of employment opportunities. The rural economy has been impacted on the back of unseasonal weather patterns and below-par monsoon in certain geographies. The Q2 of the fiscal year is usually challenging for the roofing business. The inflation is still persisting at elevated levels, affecting consumer spending in rural areas. At Sahyadri, we had experienced high raw material prices along with rupee depreciation in H1 FY 2024 compared to H1 FY 2023. Going forward, we expect a softening of imported raw material prices, leading to better margins for us, subject to forex fluctuation. The overall capacity utilization has increased from 71% in H1 FY 2023 to 79% in H1 FY 2024. The operations at the Perundai plant are also stabilizing on a steady-state basis. Further, we expect capacity utilization to inch up gradually in future. The company is progressing well on its Maharashtra CapEx plan, with around 45% of the overall CapEx already being incurred through internal accruals so far. We foresee roofing demand going up in H2 FY 2024 and intend to grow higher than the industry, which implies gaining market share in the geographies where we operate. Now, moving on to the financial performance, though you have already gone through the investor presentation and the financial, but just for your ready reference, coming to the H1 FY 2024 performance, consolidated total economic income stood at rupees 347.3 crores for H1 FY 2024, grew by 13.6% as compared to 305.8 crores in H1 FY 2023. EBITDA of the company for H1 FY 2024 stood at rupees 42 crores, with an EBITDA margin of 12.1% in H1 FY 2024. Profit after tax stood at rupees 18.9 crores in H1 FY 2024. Gross debt stood 139.3 crores as of 30th September 2023, which includes short-term borrowings of 101.2 crores. Debt to equity stood at 0.39 as of 30th September. Cash and bank balance of rupees 2.8 crores. Just to summarize, our endeavor is to focus on newer markets along with deepening presence in the existing markets. Also, we continue to focus on value-added products and increasing overall utilization levels, thereby leading to operating levels. With this, I open the floor for questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Payal Shah from Billum Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I have two questions. First being, how much capex we have spent in the first half of the financial year, and what can you guide for the full year?
The capex figure I have already told. We have already incurred around 45 crore.
Okay.
And going forward, there may be around 20 crore more.
Okay, sir. I am sorry, I would have missed that before. My next question is on, what is the update on Odisha project? We have been hearing it since last many quarters. However, there isn't any update so far. So, I just wanted to know what has been the progress and when will it commence with commercial production?
Okay. See, as we have mentioned in the last earning call, the land acquisition is going on and we expect it would be around 25-26 in the FY 25-26, it may commence the production.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. That's it from us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ruchi Gupta from Valcreate Consultancy. Please go ahead. Ruchi, the line for you has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question. As there's no response from the current participant, we will move to the next question, which is from the line of Rajvi Shah from Bright Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I had two questions. The first one is, how do you see the overall demand for roofing business? Do you expect it to improve in FY25?
Can you repeat your question again, please?
Yeah, sure. How do you see the overall demand for roofing business? Do you expect it to improve in FY25?
See, the roofing demand is, generally it is between 6 to 8% is the average growth, and that what is going to be in 25 also. More or less it remained in that 6 to 8% bracket.
Okay, and the next question I have is, what is the top line and bottom line growth the company is planning to achieve over the next 3 years?
As we mentioned in earlier earning calls, the endeavor is to reach 2,000 crore, which would be the next 3 to 4 years planning.
Okay, it was really helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand on your Odisha capex.
Can you please speak little loudly?
Yes, sir. Is my audio clear right now?
Please, go ahead. Little loudly, huh?
Sir, I wanted to understand regarding the Odisha capex. Our competitor Vishakha is also setting up the asbestos sheet in the eastern region. So, do we think that the eastern region can take a capacity of around more than 2 lakh tons in the next 2 to 3 years?
I could not get your questions clear. If you can repeat again.
Sir, our competitor also has set up an capacity of 1 lakh metric ton in the eastern region, and even we are setting up an also. So, I wanted to understand a ground level perspective about how the demand is in that region, and can that region take that amount of new supply in the market?
Okay. So, there are two things. One is, as we have mentioned earlier, that we are not present in the east sector. So, for us, say straightway the market, say whatever we gain from the market, because generally any new player can easily get 5 to 7% market share. So there we don't see if X is putting or Y is putting or Z is putting the existing player will not to you know, the expected market share. So we don't see any hit on that account.
And sir, do we think that margins would get hit because of so much supply coming in the market?
See, margin, definitely we would be new entrant, or margin would be definitely low compared to them. But going forward, after 1 or 2 year gap, it would be more or less same.
Okay. And sir, what is the steady state margin that you can expect once the asbestos pricing becomes normal?
Can you come again your question?
What kind of steady state?
I request you to please use the handset while you're speaking, sir, because it sounds muffled.
Is it audible right now?
It's still the same, sir.
Hello. Is it better?
This is much, much better, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yes. Sir, I wanted to understand regarding the margin. When will, as the asbestos prices come down, what will be the steady state margin that you can expect in our business?
See, we generally don't give any forecast on the margin. That, based on the results what we have given, you can always calculate and work out. We generally don't give the bifurcation of the margins.
Okay, sir, just a final question. Sir, do we see margins, asbestos prices coming down, as well as how is our pricing arrangement regarding the raw material contract? Is it yearly, monthly, quarterly?
See, as we have mentioned, the prices of the raw material is now getting stabilized, imported raw material prices. So, other than, you know, the impact of forex up and down, hopefully that prices is not going to be, you know, the increase. So, going forward, margin would be little better than what you have already seen.
Okay. And sir, are you due for some kind of annual agreement or a quarterly agreement regarding the asbestos?
So, there's no agreement in these cases because there are only two suppliers. So, it's always the prices have been fixed by them and accordingly we give a requirement. And those prices remain fixed for the 1 year.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may please press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Aditya from Securities Investment Management Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, considering the uneven rainfall we witnessed this year, so if you could...
Actually, I'm not getting your voice. If you come either near to the mic or handset or whatever.
Yeah, am I audible now, sir?
Now it's okay, yeah.
Yeah, so, sir, considering the uneven rainfall we witnessed this year, so if you could just talk about the demand prospects for the second half of this year as compared to H2 of last year. So, do you expect growth to come in H2 or the growth should remain flattish for us?
H2 is always better other than the Q1, but is the first quarter. So generally the H2 is better, and hopefully the way now things are moving, I think H2 would be better than the last year.
Got it. And so if you could talk about the pricing which we are witnessing. So are we looking to increase prices for our products considering the sharp drop in margins which we have witnessed? So to recover these margins, would we initiate price hikes?
See, it is always a wish list. That all depend how the market behaves. So hopefully there would be some increase in the prices happening in Q3 and Q4.
Got it. And so generally, in the second half, the demand is weaker than the first half. So, historically, do we have undertake price cuts in the second half?
Second half, no price cut.
Okay. Okay. And sir, you mentioned that the chrysotile fiber prices may reduce. So just wanted to know, is there a possibility for these prices to reduce, or structurally they are going to remain at these levels?
Prices of what?
Chrysotile fiber. Fiber prices.
is stabilized now. There will be no reduction other than, you know, any impact of up and down in the forex.
Okay. Okay, sir. And sir, just one question. So the largest player, the margins which the largest player makes is almost twice that the margins that we make. So if you could just, you know, help us understand what helps them to make so much margins and what steps can we take to close that margin gap?
So far, we have come across only one company result, and if you see their EBITDA margin and our EBITDA margin, the difference is more or less same. What reduction they face, and we are also facing the same reduction. However, they are all India player, Pan India, whereas we are not Pan India. So they have some advantage of other market plus and minus. So, overall, if you see the reduction in the margin in the percentage terms is same what they have and we.
Oh, that I understand. But if historically, if I look at the 6-7 year period, our margin has historically been almost half of the largest player. Now, if I have to consider we are predominantly in West and South, you have to consider these two markets. So would our pricing be at a discount to what they would be charging for the products in the West and South markets?
We are keeping our prices generally in the West or higher, whereas in the South is lower. But we have not reduced the prices.
And what would be our pricing as compared to the competition? Do we match the prices which the competitor does, or we price it at a discount or a premium?
As I mentioned, our prices in case of the West is higher, and in the South, it is a lower.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. So thank you. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, when will this Maharashtra facility come? When should we expect the capacity ramp up to start?
As I mentioned in my last earning calls, it will be FY24-25 Q4.
FY24-25 Q4. All right. And like you replied to the previous participant, prices in West is higher than prices in South. So comparatively, where does the price in East falls where we are expanding in Odisha?
East, as I said, our prices would be again lower because we will be the new entrant and we have to face the competition from others to get the market share. So definitely, our prices would be lower than the existing players there.
All right. And just to confirm another reply, you said that the prices remain fixed for 1 year. Did I get this right?
Prices are fixed for, you're talking about the fiber.
Yeah, fiber prices.
The prices are fixed for the next year, which is going to happen now because generally they fix somewhere in November and December.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one on your touchtone phones. The next question is from the line of Ravi Shah from Opal Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah,
am I audible? Sir, the volume on your line is very low. I request you to please use the handset while you're speaking and come closer to the mic.
Yeah. 1 minute. Yeah. Am I clear now?
Sir, you're still not audible, sir.
Hello. Yeah, am I clear now?
This is much better, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I just had a question on the borrowing. So basically, our short-term borrowings have increased quite a bit. And whereas our long-term borrowings have reduced by 43-odd crores. So just wanted to ask, like, could you elaborate, like, what's going on here?
See, as we mentioned that we have not drawn any amount from bank for capexes, and also we have to start building the inventory for the fiber as well as for the finished goods for the coming season. That's why our inventory has increased, and to that extent, our working capital utilization has increased.
Understood. That was my next question. I just wanted to know if it was going to inventory. So basically now, what kind of working capital days would we be looking at for the whole year September? I mean for September 23 as a whole?
See, the point is generally we don't see much on raw material inventory and finished goods because that's a seasonal phenomenon and that we don't generally don't see it. But we control our debtors. If you see our debtors, debtors are is now 15 days if you see H1 compared to the last year it was 18 days and if you see the March ending it was a 20 days. So we generally control our debtors so that we should not end with outstanding in the market.
Understood, sir. And what are our normalized inventory days? Like usually what are our inventory days?
As I said, because it's a seasonal business, so generally we don't see it because we generally try on building the inventory to take care of our seasons.
Understood, sir. So usually it will peak now, you're saying?
Yes.
Understood. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you for it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ruchi Gupta from Valcreate Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I have a question regarding RM prices. So how do you look at RM prices? Are these prices starting normalizing or can we expect going forward our gross margin will improve?
See, as I already mentioned, raw material prices, particularly the imported, is under control other than the up and down on the forex. As regards the domestic, there is some plus minus is happening. If you see, recently the cement prices have increased, so some impact is there. But going forward, that will get subdued.
Okay. Okay, sir. So what is the share of other stores and non-other stores for the half year?
Other stores? Yes, the stores.
Yes, as the stores.
As a sale, that is the 80-20. 20% is the non-SB stores and 80% is SB stores, half year.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Sarbir Shapuri from Nidhar Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I'd like to know at this point, are you thinking of making any organizational changes or any management changes to the team or any compensation structural changes?
Organization changes?
Any management changes, any organization changes, personal changes?
No. The same management is going to continue.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, please press star and one if you wish to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Countercyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, what will be our sheets capacity currently?
I didn't get your voices.
Sheets. So sheets capacity currently, what will be our sheets capacity?
Peak capacity utilization you are talking?
Capacity as well as the utilization levels.
आपकी आवाज क्लियर नहीं आ रही है.
Sorry to interrupt.
Sir, am I audible right now?
Yes, this is much better, sir. Please.
Sir, what is your sheets capacity? That's what I'm asking. And what will be your utilization level for the same?
Sheet capacity you are talking?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sheet capacity is around, at present is 50,000 tons.
Okay, answer what will be your monthly quarterly sales in that?
Make a pardon?
Sir, what will be the monthly or quarterly sales realization of like the metric ton number, volume number?
आपकी आवाज एकदम डबलिंग होके आ रही, क्लियर नहीं आ रही दोस्त.
Oh, sir, is it better right now?
Sir, excuse me, sir, this the line is not very clear. It's muffled. It's very
I'll join back in the queue. I'll join back in.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. We have Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments with the next question. Please go ahead.
Sir, is my voice better right now?
Your voice is not clear, dost.
Okay, I'll just ask my question. What is the current realization per meter as well as what will be the volume numbers for our sheet segment?
I could not get, if moderator can tell me what question he is asking, then I can give the reply.
Madhur sir, I would request you to please repeat.
Yes, I'll just ask my question. I wanted to know the realization per meter in the sheets as well as current monthly volumes or quarterly volumes, that whatever you can give me.
Generally, we don't give on the realization anything that you have to work out from yourself because realization is a... Again, a confidential number.
Okay, so can you just tell me the volume number for these quarters?
Volume is the value. Generally, quantity we don't give it.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phones. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have no further questions. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. However, if you need any further clarifications or want to know more about the company, please contact SGA team or Investor Relations Advisor. On behalf of my colleagues in Sahyadri Industries Limited, I wish you all a very happy Diwali and hope the year ahead brings happiness to you and your dear ones. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Sahyadri Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.